Hi, this is fellow visit William Cox, WILLIAMCOX, date of birth 4/22/1977, date of accident 9/25/2022, date of service or date of visit is 12/28/2023. The patient report that he is suffering from various symptoms as a result of accident that he suffered on 9/25/2022. In this accident, patient was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion as a driver, and the result was headaches which are still persisting to the tune of 8, mostly frontal, bitemporal, as well as in the back part of the head. He also suffers from pain in the neck and mid-back to the tune of 8. Lower back pain is much better, it's around 4. Occasional radiation is reported to both the buttocks, posteriorly in asmenaster dermatome fashion up to the knee. He also reports of pain in the left shoulder up to 8, with difficulty in lifting the shoulder beyond 120 degrees. He also reports of numbness and tingling of the second, third and fourth finger constantly, and also pain in the elbow that has been reported by the patient. Most of these pains have continued as same as before, even despite having a long-term physical therapy for more than 2 years, more than a year and a half, and with 3 epidurals in the cervical, 3 epidurals in the lumbar, and 2 facet joint injections in the cervical. However, left shoulder was only done one time. The patient never came for a carpotunnel injection or elbow injections, and it was assumed that he will get better with a laser treatment with physical therapy, which all have been tried so far. Distinctly, medications has also been given to him all along. He is also using a photobiomodulation Onlux program. Chiropractic treatment has continued for him so far. He also has been advised to go for a neuropsych evaluation for his brain trauma, but he never made it there. CT scan of the cervical spine was advised by the radiology, but he also didn't want to do that. Regarding neurosurgery, he was sent to Dr. Mohan for a consultation and a opinion regarding possible surgery for his neck. He didn't want to have a surgery. Currently, he has been also been referred for counseling. He was also referred to Dr. Redden, who is another surgeon, for second opinion, but the patient didn't want to go there. So far, everything that is possible has been done, and the patient reports that he only want to have some injections, but no more of anything else. So his pain is still 8 in the area of head, neck, mid-back, but the lower back is only 4, the left shoulder is 8. ADLs are affected 8. He reports that when he goes to the physical therapy and chiropractic, it does bring relief to him. He reports only 10% recovery from all these treatments, including medications. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, for the substance abuse history, as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 148/102, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam is from a previous visit, which is dated 11/28/2023, dictation number 1128-026, along with diagnosis. The plan is, at the request of the patient, to continue the physical therapy once a week, although we have not received a recent evaluation from the therapist. He's going to a max rehab physical therapy that I have not heard of it. And the therapy will be discontinued after this trial. No certification also is received from the therapist. I proposed to him to give an injection to the epicondyle, medial, and toholic Renan process for healing the tendon inflammation, as well as a carpal tunnel injection, beside another two sets of cervical epidural injections. He remains off work for now. House work replacement has been signed and transportation has been checked. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and he has again been informed about undergoing a treatment with the neuropsych, psychiatrist, and a neurologist for ongoing headaches. And he has been provided with the medication, but at this time he doesn't want any further allopathic medications. Thank you. I'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.